Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is mild with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky and pleasant temperatures. In Haifa, the sun is out, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from just over half an hour ago that Israel must stand by Ukraine. This comes as Israel views Hamas's suspension of payments with severity due to alleged violations by Israel. Also, Maariv highlights a tragic incident from earlier this morning where five have died in the U.S. after exposure to a deadly bacteria well known in Israel. Also this hour, Israel Hayom repeats its call to support Ukraine following Hamas's actions as detailed earlier. Separately, JNS reports from just 6 minutes ago that Iran and Oman are nearing a deal on the Strait of Hormuz amid new attacks on vessels. And finally, the Jerusalem Post shares that election interference by nations like Iran, Russia, or China could potentially benefit Prime Minister Netanyahu, not harm him. Here's what people are saying online. Satirical account, the Mossad posted just 9 minutes ago, humorously requesting Greta to keep a certain gesture ongoing. Iris, a commentator, wrote earlier today about Iran's demands on the U.S. She highlighted Tehran's insistence on ending threats and lifting sanctions before any talks. Eamon Dean, a noted intelligence analyst, pointed out that despite threats from Trump, Iran seems to have gained ground in the ongoing conflict over the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israel Hayom report, Israel faces pressure to express stronger support for Ukraine. This follows Hamas's decision to halt payments over Israel's alleged violations. The situation adds tension to Israel's foreign relations landscape, potentially impacting diplomatic ties. Turning to the Maariv story, the deadly bacteria Vibrio vulnificus has claimed lives in Louisiana. This bacteria, known in Israel, highlights the risks associated with seawater exposure. Health officials in Israel may need to raise awareness to prevent similar incidents locally. Meanwhile, JNS brings us news of a potential agreement between Iran and Oman over the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This development comes amid fresh attacks on vessels in the region. If finalized, the deal could ease maritime tensions, but concerns about security remain. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's coverage on election interference suggests that while direct manipulation of Israel's voting system is tough, influencing public opinion is a different challenge. This subtle form of interference could sway political outcomes in unexpected ways. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business covers Bar Clara Mendes' decision to leave a successful career at Meta in Ireland. She has returned to the Galilee and taken up the role of CEO, reflecting a personal and professional shift post-October 7th. Separately, Walla Business reports Milka's entry into the Israeli wafer market. The popular chocolate brand is launching new chocolate-coated snacks, expanding its presence in retail chains. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights Yeruham's housing expansion. Over 2,000 housing units are planned under a new agreement, indicating growth and development in the region. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.